Right down there. Ooh, it's kind of hard to see. There's a lot going on there. Going out towards the dam. Once again, here's Iowa Colony. Jack, is that 160 or?
165.
Right there on the corner.
And the scenic lookout's a little ways down.
It is. It's right down here. You can kind of see it in this photo. It's really close to it.
And the issue previously was the people across the way in Point Royal were upset at the previous developer basically clear-cutting the property and leaving everything down, not cleaning.
Yeah, and he's trying to do a good job, I think, of addressing that and getting it kind of cleaned up. And then we had some issues with roads, and I'll let Jack talk about that. He met out there, and he did all his sightline checking and figuring out, you know, the curves and came up with a plan for them. So that's probably addressed. I think it is.
Yeah, but I believe it is, Cody.
Okay. I mean, no one's going to tell us better than Jack. If he says it's good, it's good.
I think we're good there.
All right.
And I think the access, am I right, Jack, it comes out here now? Possibly?
Actually right on the property line, that to the right there.
Right in here.
Yeah.
So, yes, existing, it was R2. They took it back to A1, like the property right next door to them, to give you guys more control over that CUP process. I roughly cut out the size of the two-acre lot where the restaurant will sit if approved. Rendering of the restaurant. That's looking out. Looks right over the Point Royal. Looking to the left, looking back to the right, that's Iowa Colony and 165. That's just pictures of the property where kind of how it was cleared. That caused a lot of the issues. With that, I'll turn it over to you. I don't know if Steven's here. He might have missed his flight, is what I heard, so he might not have a rep. Do we have anybody that signed up to speak for him?
No, not for him, against him.
He had told me that his flight got canceled, but he was sending a representative, so that's all I
knew. I don't think he really saw anybody that signed up in his place, so.
You think he just walked in?
There's somebody out back there. Can you see if...
Right there.
You might go out there and ask.
Are any of you guys here for the Iowa Colony?
Nope. I mean, we all know the property and everything, but we really can't move forward without the applicant, or can we?
I think you could, yes. Amber's probably more up on code than I am.
It's up to you.
Yep.
You can either vote to postpone it or make a vote on it.
Okay. I mean,
it might be hard to get the answers you're looking for without him here to speak, but that's your choice to make.
I think this would have been his third trip here.
I mean, he did an awesome job pitching it last time. So, I mean, I would feel comfortable, but I'm just one. I don't know.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's up to these guys, but I'd be fine.
Do we want to take a vote to see if we got a majority to move forward with?
Let's hear the neighbors.
I think we've only got one.
That would
be
me.
Yeah. Or we got two, three? Okay. And again, a lot, their concern last time was the property itself. But yeah, let's go ahead and let's move it to public hearing. So do you have a plan of who goes first?
Good evening. I'm Stephen Cartwright, 240 Norwood Drive, which is on the Point Royal side. I know a lot of the...
You guys are across the water.
Across the water, yeah. So a lot of the previous discussion was about how the lot was cleared. That still is an issue. There hasn't been anything cleaned up yet. But I spent some time reviewing the zoning code and the recent A1 conditional use permit decisions. And I understand that A1 technically allows Restaurant General to be considered as a conditional use in A1. However, Article 8 says that the A1 agricultural district is intended to preserve large tracts and minimize conflicts with adjacent development. The language in Article 23 says that the CUP should only be approved when the proposed use is compatible and will not materially injure property values and has adequate drainage, buffering, and safe access. And that's the piece. I know a lot of the discussion was around the neighbors in Iowa Colony, but I don't know that enough discussion was really looked at on the Point Royal side. I know there's a lake there. However, I really think the lake does more to affect the light, the noise, drainage. All of those things are actually enhanced by the lake and the bluff and where it sits. So effectively, that lot butts right up against Point Royal. And a restaurant would effectively, I'm in a lot right there. The restaurant would be looking straight into my bedroom window, right into my backyard. So I think if we look at what zoning laws are really meant and codes are meant to be, that goes directly against the compatibility and the use of putting a restaurant on an A1 lot. You know, the applicant, when he purchased the lot, he knew the zoning at the time, and so he bought it in speculation that he could get it rezoned and increase his value. And I feel like any increase in his value directly devalues my investment. And these are premium homes, Lakeview homes, purchased with a specific premium in order to have that view. And so if his value increases, ours decreases. And our investment that we thought would be protected with zoning laws would actually be diminished. And so it's for that that I respectfully request that the CUP be outright denied. So thank you.
Cody, could you estimate where the restaurant's going to be at and just shoot it across the lake to the closest home on what the distance would be?
$900 to the closest one. You said 240?
Yeah.
He is roughly 1,377 feet.
So the house that sits just to the left of that lot, I can, in my backyard.
This one?
Yes. I can literally hear their conversations. So the noise carries because of the elevation of where the restaurant would be. So you can imagine cars, lights shining directly across the neighborhood. Sound. We've already seen drainage drastically change just from the way that the lot was cleared. Logs falling down. I mean, this is the trophy area of the lake. So, you know, any drainage off of a parking lot, rooftop, anything like that would have to be well planned for it to not end up in the lake ultimately.
So, question. What would be acceptable on that property to you?
Well, there are, if you go Norwood Drive and then Sherwood on around, which would be the two roads that are in Point Royal that back up to the lake, there are homes. There's plenty of homes.
No, I'm talking about on this side, on the property.
Yeah, yeah, on the Iowa Colony side, there's plenty of homes in those lots. You know, some of them, they clear quite a bit. Some of them tuck them into trees so you can't see them as much, but you know, the noise and the light that comes from a single-family home is drastically different than one that comes from a restaurant, especially the size. I mean, that's a beautiful property that is looking at building, no doubt about it. The aesthetic is pleasing for sure. I'm talking more about light, noise, runoff, things like that, that would materially, I think, change the value of our homes.
Cody, remind me, how many houses could he put on that?
Let me... It's a bunch because it's R2 presently if it doesn't get this approval.
And they could all have paved driveways, paved parking lots.
I don't know what's going on with this. It won't.
I think it's like 9 acres, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get to there. 9, so yeah, he could do about 18 homes. Depends if he gets sewer, he could line it up.
36 or...
I mean, most of that is at a really steep slope, so I don't know that you're building 18 homes.
You can take into account the property. You can take in the slope of the hill and still get it. You'd have to get creative on your division.
Yeah.
Realistically, you know, you could put probably 10, 20 homes on it pretty easy.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
Good evening. I appreciate the opportunity. My name is Roger Odewalt. We reside at 187 Sterling Way in Hollister, which is up down the road from where he's got it and on top of the mountain. I spoke to this commission a couple of years ago when they dozed all the trees on the top of the hill or the mountain and made it flat. And there was a proposal at that time where they had architectural drawings at least submitted that they were going to put 8 units, or 10, I can't remember correctly, 2 standalones on both sides and 6 or 8 in the middle that were all facing toward Isle Colony. And at that time, I've got a letter that I submitted since I wasn't here in January. Do you have that?
I don't, probably not if it was in the January meeting.
May I?
We would have it from the last meeting.
I wasn't at the last meeting. My concerns, I'm sorry, you want to wait till you read that?
No, go ahead. I'll read
it. My concerns when it was a residential was sewer, water, and I still think water is an issue because they're going to have to drill a well. I don't think anybody's going to be able to supply the water. Also, I don't think Iowa Colony and 165 intersection is adequate. When you turn around, at that time, they were only going to have 8 units. Now you're going to have a restaurant. And I echo what he said about the other side, the lighting, the noise, the traffic, etc. So we, at the time, were more palatable. You asked a question about what would be acceptable to us on that particular property for development. We would much rather have the residential scenario that they were proposing a couple of years ago, rather than turn around and put the commercial CUP in there that they have now.
If it is approved, the entrance is not coming off Iowa Colony, just to clarify. It'll be coming off of 165.
I understand that, and that's actually worse because when they turned around and they dozed everything off of the top, now every vehicle that comes around the corner from Vintage Paris, and Vintage Paris, quite honestly, is a perfect example of what I'd like to see a restaurant look like. It's tucked back off of 165. It's got trees on both sides of it. Sometimes when they have events, there's a parking issue or a lot of traffic there. But for the most part, you don't even know it's there. There's no noise. There's no extensive lighting. There's no nothing. This is going to be the opposite. Plus, when they turn around now and they come around past Vintage Paris, the vehicle headlights come in that direction, all shining into my bedroom. And if you put a restaurant up there with a lighting that apparently from what I saw in the architectural, I'm going to sit there and look at lights all night long. And he's probably going to look at lights all night long.
Anything else?
No, sir, other than the fact I'd sure like to know where he's going to get the water, because I was under the impression from somebody that they said water's going to be no issue, and I think it's going to be. That's it.
Do you guys get your water from American Water, correct?
Missouri American, yes, sir.
Would he not be able to hook onto a main there?
Not according to Missouri American.
I believe he talked about drilling a well.
That's what I think.
I think
so.
He was drilling a commercial well.
He didn't drill his own well, I believe, the first time he was here.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
You're up.